Hi, welcome to Single Perry's podcast. I'm your host, Ivana, and I'm so excited to talk to you about bad moms, bad dads, or burnout. Tell me, what's your interpretation of bad mom or dad? The assumption of a bad mom or a bad dad comes from people who think they're better parents than those around them. I mean, what better way to judge something they don't understand or have any experience relating to issues than to criticize someone else's blunder and parenting flaws? Everyone blames and evaluates others' homestead and child upbringing in today's society, but why is that? I think they don't have their sugar, honey, iced tea together. Use the first letter of the word, sugar, honey, iced tea. Then you will understand. The unfair assumption on how one should raise the child is, in fact, none of their damn business unless they see the parent in distress medically, the child being sexually, physically abused or neglected. But not everyone intervenes in those circumstances as well. We tend to mind our business when we need to protect all being in caps, children. Oh, and a quick public service announcement. Your boyfriend and girlfriend is not your babysitter. Stop allowing it. Thank you for listening. But we are not focusing on abusers. That's another statement. We are talking about when life gets too rough and you are nearly on a mental collapse. That is what our focus is on. Oh, and let me clarify, for those that don't understand the public service announcement, even the significant others can be jealous of other children in your life. But again, that's a whole different segment. So let's focus on this one, shall we? Have you seen the movie Bad Moms with Mila Kunis? Well, that movie was so funny to me, and I feel that it showed some of the stressors moms and even dads face during daily routines with children, trying to be the perfect parent for our children. The truth is, nobody has it together completely. We have some parents who are so horrible they need to go to jail, but we have those that make mistakes because they're human. As a single parents, we need to set some boundaries. Say it loud. For everyone here, boundaries. Because if we don't, we have everyone walking all over us like a mat named Welcome. Now, I don't know about you, but my mama didn't call me Welcome. And she did not create me to be or to let people wipe their feet on me. So listen to the clip from the movie that may relate to some of you. Please note that the movie is not sponsoring Single Perry's at all, nor do I own the rights to the movie clip. The film is called Bad Moms, has Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, and Katherine Hahn as moms, making a pact becoming bad moms. Where did it all start? I love this movie because some of the emotions and situations are what most parents face. I think that the scene relates to some parents that are feeling the burn and finally finding their voice and putting their foot down. And why do most call them bad moms or parents? Let's take inventory, shall we?
No BHT plus, no soy, no sesame, and of course, no nuts or eggs or milk or butter or salt or sugar or wheat. Okay?
Sorry, what ingredients can we use?
Anyway, I will be putting together a special bake sale police force that will monitor the food, that will destroy any offensive treats, and prosecute the wrongdoers.
Yes.
So, who will be my first volunteer for the bake sale police force? I think we're gonna have Amy Mitchell.
What?
That's what you get for being late, sweetie.
No.
What's that now?
I've had a really long day. I've been bruised and burned knocked unconscious. I screwed up my daughter's first day at soccer, and I hand searched my son's poo for a pen cap. And my poor dog has vertigo. I mean, who knew that that was even a real thing, you guys? God, I'm drowning at work, and my boss is a fucking moron. And 3 hours ago, I may or may not have committed a felony hit and run. I can't do this anymore. I'm sorry. I'm done. I quit.
Baby, it's been a long day, baby. Things ain't been going my way. No, I need you. Yeah, my mind.
Hey, what can I get you?
Scotch. Oh, hey, I know you. You're that chick that always picks up my kid from school when I forget / don't want to.
Amy Mitchell.
Yeah, Carla. Carla Dunkler. Jesus, you look like a bag of dicks.
Yeah. Hi. I'm really sorry to interrupt, but I just have to tell you, what you did back there was amazing.
Thank you. It's Kiki, right?
Yes. She knows my name. I feel like Beyonce Knowles.
Will you sit down, have a drink with us?
What do you mean us, honey? I was just sitting here by myself.
I would love to, but I can't. I have to go to the grocery store, and then I have to go home and clean out my son's hamster cage because he gets so mad when I forget.
Have a drink, Kiki.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Is that like an apple juice?
Why don't you have this instead?
Excuse me.
Do you know what my favorite mom fantasy is?
What?
Uh-oh.
Having a quiet breakfast by myself.
Oh, that is so hot.
That is glorious. Oh.
Sometimes when I'm driving all by myself, I have this fantasy that I get into a car crash. Not a big one with fire and explosions, but just like a little one. But I do get injured, and I get to go to the hospital for 2 weeks, and I sleep all day, and I eat Jell-O, and I watch so much TV, and it's all covered by my insurance. My kids bring me balloons, and the nurses rub cream in my feet, and oh my God, it's so amazing. Is that like something you guys fantasize about too?
No.
You're batshit crazy.
Mm.
I'm never gonna get in a car with you.
Oh yeah, I got great adventure.
Is it fun being a single mom?
Yes. I go to the casino.
Yeah.
Now I'm learning karate now. Plus I have like a stable of hot dudes. Call right up whenever I want some Dima V.
I want to be a single mom.
No, it's fucking awesome. Bottom line is, I have to live my life 1/4 mile at a time.
Is that from...
Yeah, Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Fuck Vin Diesel when he was in town doing Furious 6.
You fuck Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Vincent Diesel.
It might not have been actually Vin Diesel, but I definitely fucked the bald guy. Salute!
Yep.
To Vincent
Salute.
Diesel!
Oh my God.
Kiki.
My
Get
God.
Your shit together.
I mean, do you know what I hate? There's so many fucking rules now.
Yes. God, don't punish your kids.
Don't say no to your kids.
Yeah, go to your kids' baseball games. Tell your kids you love them. Don't fuck the janitor at your kid's school. I mean, what the fuck is this, Russia?
We're killing ourselves trying to be perfect, and it's making us insane.
In this day and age, it's impossible to be a good mom.
Screw it. Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Yes, to bad moms.
Bad moms.
Woo! Oh. I love you guys.
Oh, dude.
We love you.
We just met Kiki.
Forever. I love you forever.
Not into this kind of
Oh, gosh. Honey, we got it. We got to go get you home.
Oh, let's go.
No, I can't. I have to go to the supermarket.
Let's go to the supermarket.
Does this relate? Sometimes people expect parents to have a well-thought-out manual when the kid is born, like buying electronics or appliances. But each child is unique, and raising one child may be different than the other child. One child may be more, let's say, extra than the other children. Children are like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Personality-wise, that is. And I can relate. We can find out the sex easily at the beginning. But after, we don't know what that little person or persons entail. They may be a soccer pro, gaming pro, an entrepreneur. Who knows until they grow. But now, when does all you do is too much? When do you notice that maybe you need to slow down and rest? We work two full-time jobs, a parent and an actual 9 to 5 or 12 hours, depending on your occupation. And some even work more than 2 or 3 jobs. But when can you relax? Do you have time to relax and have mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical rest? We all need this. Some moms and dads are resorting to working from home to have that time, not only for their children, but also give them the freedom to have a moment to themselves. Well, depending on what time of day they work and if the kids are out or in school. And there's always summer camp, but you know. But this is one way of self-care. And then also getting closer to the kids by working from home. You don't have to worry about the commute. You don't have to worry about going in the office or anything else. You can just be there, have food ready, and get your job done before they even arrive. What are some ways you can think of that helps you ease the burnout? Whatever your life may bring, you may or you must take care of yourself for your kids and for yourself. If not, it will do more harm to yourself, which may harm the family you have, not only physically, spiritually, and mentally. Find ways to de-stress and relax. What is your mom or dad's fantasy? What will make you happy doing and help you relax? For one, oh my God, sorry. For one, keep a journal to write down your daily stressors before bed. That way, you are not thinking about what happened that day. Once you write your ills and burdens on the journal, you won't have the heaviness on your mind when you're sleeping. You will be able to sleep freely. Another way is burning and release, where you write down all your issues on paper. Okay, so you do a burn and release. And what a burn and release does is where you write down all your issues on paper and you can roast it, set it on fire in a burn pit, fire pit, or a burn bowl. Preferably do it outside when there's not a, not windy or anything like that. But it also, it kind of releases any negativity of that day or whatever is in your mind, in your heart. With anger, you give people that piss you off your power, which would be free for them. Please do not give them that power. It's yours, not theirs. Another way is to keep a gratitude jar. Before leaving the house or going to bed, write what you are grateful for each day. Then the family can review it at the end of the year. Usually around Thanksgiving is when I do it. But do it when you see fit. Make it a tradition for you and your family. You can share with your family what you are grateful for, or each one in the family can do their jar or come up with a family jar where, as a collective, you can express as a family what are you grateful for and the blessings of that year. It can bring the family even closer together, and gratefulness can uplift your mood. Let's face it, someone has it worse than you. Even with a little, you have a lot. Be thankful. Then, of course, one of my favorites is an I Love Me Care Kit. What is that, you ask? It's a care kit which I make up every quarter for each month. So it's like 4 boxes for each month or whatever. So I can use it to take care of myself. I can get items from Target, Walmart, or even the Dollar Tree to fill my little box bag or whichever I choose to use. I can decorate it or whatever. I can include a coupon to a spa, a Groupon for a facial or a home spa, masks, foot soap, snacks, a favorite drink with or without alcohol, and a craft or something that I can do while the kids are asleep, away, or whatever it may be. I make my boxes, fill them with the goodies, and mix them up. I like surprises, so I don't label them. But that way it would be a surprise to me. But you can also label them if you want to do it for a month, 1, 2, 3, or whatever, or January, February, whatever. If you don't like surprises or you just want to, you know, just label them just to have it for you. You could pick a day each month when you have your me month and pamper yourself. Now, if you don't want to do it by month, you can do it by week. You can pick a day of the week, like a Sunday, Saturday. Mostly that's what I do. I usually pick a Saturday or a Sunday for my me month. You could do it weekly for yours if you want to do a little box or some semi-middle box or whatever to take care of you, to de-stress, to tell yourself that you are loved and you appreciate you. You can do it either for the whole day or maybe a few hours, whatever works for you. If you don't want to do it all, if you don't want to do all that, if you don't feel like you want to go out and buy the stuff and put the box together, you can always look for subscriptions like FabFitFun for ladies and Bespoke Post for men. They have things that you can use for the house, relax, or treat yourself for a job well done. And it's a quarterly subscription or season, let's say seasonally, but either way, it's quarterly. So you won't get it when you want it, but it does lift your spirits up when you get a present to yourself. And the items are so fantastic. And most of them, it's like $50 subscription and you get over $200, $300 worth of items. It's really cool. So if you're not into doing something like that, if you just want to read a book I would recommend is Self-Care for Moms. Dads can read it too. So, but it's called Self-Care for Moms, Powerful Mindset Makeover Tool, Transform Doubt into Confidence, Embrace and Love You Without Changing You, and Take Actions That Reflect Your Inner Self. And this is by Sherilyn Griffin. This book will give you some ideas on relaxing after an exhausting burnout. And men, you can also check it out at the library and apply it to you if you want to, or buy it on Amazon, whichever floats your boat. We care about your well-being as well. And just because we say self-care for moms, it don't necessarily mean you are exempt out, because I know we got moms. It's a whole new different segment. So let me cut to the, get out of this one for a quick moment. But although we are parents, bottom line, although we are parents, we are not perfect. I would rather be a bad mom than a mom who may think they have it all together and have a false facade that we should be part of their cult of parenting. It gives me more room to make mistakes and have fun being what I believe an outstanding mom. I love my mommy moments and that I am not perfect. I can pass the knowledge of my mistakes to my kids to do the same for their, and they'll do the same for their kids. It's a circle of life, not perfection. Nothing in life is perfect, nor do we have to follow society standards. We can create our own traditions and our own standards our way. Being a parent is not bettering our kids, but ourselves as well. Not only to better our kids, but ourselves as well. I'm sorry. So which are you? Would you mind letting me know about it in Single Parents Group on Facebook, the Single Parents on Instagram, or you can email me at singleparents@gmail.com. Let me know how you feel. Thank you for joining me. Until next time, have a wonderful Single Parent Day.